Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Prepare Radio with your host, Diane Thomas.
Good morning and welcome to Prepare Radio. This is Diane Thomas, your host, and it is December 1st, so happy December. And it's Monday, and we are talking about practical Christianity. Does what you believe work? We've been talking about what is our purpose now. If we've learned some things that it's not, you know, that our purpose now is not determined by other people and even some of our beliefs, what is our purpose? What are we doing here? What are we supposed to be spending our time on? And one of the things we've learned is that, you know, God has His three purposes for us. And by that I mean this is what he's focusing on. And those three things are intertwined. And not because they're cut in stone. This does not exclude what God may be telling someone else, another ministry, or you personally. But pretty much what he's doing in our lives falls into one of the three categories of exposing the flesh so he can overcome it, healing our wounds, and bringing us into an intimate relationship with him, knowing him. And what he's doing is all relational. A lot of times we get so caught up in the standards, the structure of activity, that we must be productive, we must have something to show for it, and that if what we are doing is from him, or for him, there will be verifiable results. Again, we'll have something to show for it. And that isn't necessarily the case. We no longer judge how we're doing by the results. Instead, we look at the process. Are we depending on him? Or are we relying on our own strengths or our own beliefs? So we're depending on God to do these three things in and through us. And we've also talked about our almost idolatry of time. We've let our concept of time form our beliefs. We have the notion that what we do with our time is how we will be judged. Again, if we're productive versus wasting it. And what we're learning is that time is a resource that we control, not the other way around. And as we learn to be the owner and exert our authority over, in, and through time, we learn to master one of our most valuable resources. Just a couple of examples of it in your day-to-day walk. How much time do we waste? At the end of the day, do we feel like, well, we haven't been, you know, haven't done what we wanted to do? And then we're not judging by that we didn't get anything done. We realize that we let one of our most valuable resources slip through our fingers without being aware of it. And that's really what we're looking at, is an awareness of what time is and where we are missing out in perhaps neglecting, again, one of our most valuable resources. Another area that time needs to be brought under our authority is in our relationship to our past, our present, and our future. When we have expectations that we judge our future by, whether they're good expectations or poor expectations, we don't think things will get any better, or we are controlled by fear of the future, then we're letting time, a future time, influence what we are doing right now, our dependence on God. Likewise, things in the past. You know, perhaps we've made poor decisions or are satisfied in relying on our good decisions. Or perhaps we've not learned how to make decisions. And we feel we will never be able to rise above our past. Again, we are letting time, our belief about time, affect our present reality. In our present time is where we start gaining authority. And not stopping there, but then learning how to change and revise our past and prepare for our future. When we find we have authority and mastery over time as a resource, we realize that there's no aspect of it that we can't alter. As a spirit being, you have the same nature and characteristics as God does. And God created time. And we all know that that which is created is mastered under the complete authority and is totally subject to the one that created it. Well, if you and I are now in God, we are in that position of authority over time, as well as everything he is in mastery over. But we need to learn what that means and how to operate in that authority. So this is where allowing our beliefs to be changed by him. Allowing him to bring us the training through the circumstances and situations that will equip us to rule and reign now. That's our project here on this earth. You'll be given specific assignments in your life. We all are given specific projects, but our purpose is the same: to know him, to be free from our wounds and our flesh, And overall, what that looks like is those projects are assigned under the umbrella of learning to rule and reign as sons. In other words, how do you be who you are? You are a ruler and a reigner. You are a son of God. You have to learn how to be that in this earth. If we have the idea that that's only going to happen after we die, we are missing the opportunities that God has created for us day to day to day. So that's one of the focuses. Now, God may not be dealing with you right now about time. He might be dealing with you about something totally different. He might be dealing with you about relationships. He might be dealing with you about a dependence on your emotions. He might be dealing with you about your perception of his power or salvation. Whatever it is, let him set the agenda. He's the God, he's the counselor, he knows exactly what you need. One of the problems so many of us struggle with, because we're born with, and this is one of the powers of the of this world system, is distraction. We are so easily distracted by that which we understand. We have perceptions of reality, and we are often distracted by those perceptions. And very often, our beliefs, our doctrines, are nothing more than an accepted perception of who God is. If we've been taught a certain concept of heaven and hell, God may want to speak to us a whole different reality, his reality. But if we insist on our own doctrines, our own beliefs, very often we don't even need to get to the insistence point. It just, we won't go there. Because we accept it as reality. And it becomes a distraction to us. Whenever God wants to talk to us about long-term purposes, we are distracted instead by getting other people saved. You know, and it's saved from hell, saved for heaven. When God would like to say, wait a minute, let me take care of them. I want to talk to you. And what we believe becomes a distraction from God's purposes, specific projects for you right now. So this is why it's so helpful to be able to hear his voice and know that everything God is doing in this earth is about relationship with you. In essence, you could say he's created the whole earth, the whole world, all the galaxies and stars in it, just so he could have relationship with you. And if that's so important to him, we need to let our beliefs be overwhelmed by his love for us. If that's so important to him, if you are so important to him, if his purpose is for us to know him and for us to be changed so we can receive more of him, we may need to ask, Lord, is there anything that is distracting us from letting you reveal yourself to us more? And, you know, maybe he's not saying anything right now to you about changing, about what you need to be focusing on. Just a reminder, most of the time, the position we're in, the lack of having our senses tuned yet, we still often miss him. But don't worry about it. In the spirit, in spirit to spirit, deep calling into deep, you are hearing everything he is saying to you. And you are in perfect agreement with him. And you've given him perfect permission to do whatever is necessary in your life. And as far as the changes he wants to do in your life, remember that most of the time, by the time we are aware of his moving and changing, and even changing our beliefs, he has already done 99% of the work. He just wants to share with us that one last percent, crossing the finish line. He's already run the race. We've talked before about our distinction, independent grace. How can you tell someone who has a firm grasp of dependent grace? It's their attitude of gratitude. There's an appreciation for what God freely gives us. And with that appreciation comes that relationship. And it's not one way, and it's not limited. It extends beyond salvation to relationship, that we are grateful moment by moment that his commitment to us is unchanging. You know, think about it. What kind of a God would we have if his commitment to us depended on our commitment to him? He'd be like us rather than the other way around. But don't worry. Whatever God is dealing with you about, that's what's most important to him. So we can trust him. And we talk so much about him being faithful, but we've kind of used that word to where it doesn't have any meaning. When we say he's trustworthy and he's faithful, we still have him at arm's length. Let's make him, give him an opportunity to be right in our face and ask him the questions that are so important to each one of us. Whatever your question is, Lord, why did this happen? You know, why did you let me do this? Why do you allow evil in the world? God, we know this isn't your intent. This doesn't look good. Why did you allow this to happen? Why are there earthquakes? Why is there sickness and disease? Can't you do things faster? And when we realize that he wants to talk to us just because he enjoys our company, that's when we start to learn how to rule and reign and take authority over time. There's going to be times when he speaks to us that we don't understand. And we may get frustrated because we're under the mistaken notion that understanding will make things easier. And it doesn't. Our measure is, are we at rest? Are we depending on God? Not, do we understand? Do we have all knowledge? Do we have all revelation? Do we have all power? No, are we at rest? Are we accepting what God is giving? And then are we sharing that on the same terms, unconditionally? This is the only thing, the only kind of success that will bring contentment, depending on God. We can look at some of these huge ministries, or powerful ministries, or rich ministries, popular ministries, popular people, and think, wow, they've got it all. They're successful. Look at all the people they're reaching for God. And yet there's no way to know their level of contentment and rest. I think of Paul. After he had labored so hard, gone through such a huge change in his life, had to turn completely from his beliefs, his family, his doctrine, his standing as a person. And at the end of his life, he's having to rent a house where he's under guard, and his friends have abandoned him. And as far as he could tell, all his life's work was for nothing. The churches were falling apart. They were all in division, in schism. They were arguing with one another and with him. They were questioning his authority and his beliefs because they differed from some of the other church leaders, or just they didn't like it. And as far as he was concerned, all his work was for nothing. And yet he had found rest. He had found peace. And we want to enjoy that peace and that rest now, knowing that it's not in what we do. It's not what you do that determines who you are. It's the other way around. So being successful at practical Christianity will bring contentment in all these things, even in the midst of failure, of turmoil, of pressure, of accusation. Fact will often look like the exact opposite of what it is because of the misbeliefs, the wounds in the flesh that are being brought to the surface and exposed to his loving truth. You know how some people, you have to walk on eggshells around them? It's because God has made them sensitive in that area. And instead of taking those wounds to Him for healing, they're just leaving them exposed to the air and to those around them. There's not much we can do but be patient with them. And in us. One of the reasons we have a scheduled time with Him is so that we can give Him opportunity to keep us in check and speak to us so we don't have to wait for a brick to hit us on the head that He wants to heal us or change us or reveal Himself to us. Learning to live in His peace may appear even as great turmoil to others, as our control in that area is challenged and stripped to be replaced by His control, our dependence on Him. So it may look like things are falling apart in someone's life when they are actually right in the middle of a great victory. Because as ownership changes from one person's hands to another, that's the place where there's greatest risk and there's greatest lack of control by anyone. And so looking at things from the outside, very often they may even appear to be in the greatest instability, which is one of the reasons we don't judge long-term or short-term, we judge long-term. Someone's got having a bad day, we don't hold it against them. Now, if they have a bad day every day, that's something we want to look at. Change is hard for us, and change is hard on us. But again, God proves His trustworthiness and His loving kindness as we allow Him to work in and through us. It is so critical that we realize that what He's working on is His choice. You know, we may be thinking, God, I really want to deal with my irresponsibility with finances, for instance, or my prickliness around certain kinds of people, or my, you know, fill in the blank. I don't really like people, and I don't really care if they all go to hell, for instance. Or, you know, I can't give up control. This is my responsibility. I'm afraid. Whatever it is. Well, you may be really wanting to work on that, but that may not be what God wants to focus on. So your real project right now is allowing Him to set the agenda. Allowing God to say, this is what's important to me. You've already agreed to it. Be at peace. Let me handle it. I'll let you know if I need your help. Again, He works through 99% of it, then brings us in at the end and says, okay, I'm ready now for you to see what I'm going to do in your life. Not because I need your help, but because as you recognize the change that I have made in you, it will encourage you to rest and receive more. And that's how we learn appreciation and gratitude, because God changes us, and we just go along for the ride. So thanks for tuning in. We'll be getting back together again tomorrow morning at 7:30. This has been Diane Thomas of Prepare Radio. Have a great day.